You're listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. I'm Allison Stewart, along with John Fugelsang. As you know, we are a multimedia show. Part of that multi is our blog, and our web editor, Laura Conaway, is here to join us. And Laura, you're following up on a couple of stories that we've been talking about on the broadcast today.
Yeah, good morning. We picked up a slideshow, actually, just now on the Big Dig out of Boston, which I have to say on the whole makes you glad you didn't live there while it was happening.
You know how long the Big Dig's been going on? I was in college when the Big Dig first started up. That's how I know it's been going on a long time.
I remember seeing signs for it saying, you know, it's coming, what's this CTA, what is it? And 20 years later, I feel like, oh, that's what it was.
But is it worth it, do you think?
You know, they seem to think so, especially if you don't mind spending time in your car to commute. It's good because your commute is less. So I think in that way, it's, you know, it has lots of pictures of traffic before the Big Dig and lots of pictures of clear roads after it. So maybe it worked.
All right. So what else do we have going on as part of the show?
Well, I think we'll go ahead and keep this Patriots-Giants conversation going on a little longer. I'll go back and I'll open a thread on that, and we'll just let people have it that.
That was interesting. In our morning editorial meeting yesterday, it took on a life of its own, this description of, I mean, we talk about a lot of serious stories, we talk about a lot of fun stories, but something about, even if you're not a sports fan, it's the idea of, should you go for it?
Yeah, the unclear motives, mixed motives, nobody really knows sort of what's at stake in the immediate.
I know so many people who are not football fans, and they've all got opinions on this story.
So send them right to us. We'll open up the thread right after I get up from this chair. I'll go and do that. The other thing is, I was hoping that we could wrangle a post out of you, John, if we could.
I'd be pleased to.
We'll get you to take your own picture.
Okay.
And
public radio, buddy. None of those big network
staffs.
No, staff.
2 hours of sleep brings out the jaundice in my skin. That'll be terrific.
You're looking good over there. And if you just tell us a little bit about who you are and, you know, how you came to be sitting here, that would be great.
Sure.
And then we have, we're trying to get holiday gift horror stories from people. You know, somebody gives you something that you don't like, and you have to sit there under the tree and grin and bear it. So what we'd like, ideally, is if you digital folks out there felt up to making a little digital recording of yourself. It can be just straight audio, that's fine, or it could also be a webcam thing. Just tell us, you know, what happened, and we'll post that. We're going to try to play some of the best excerpts on New Year's Eve. So far, I have one from this woman named April, who says that her mother gave her stuffed animals for Christmas almost until the time she was 30.
Well, we're going to be talking with Anna Post of the Emily Post Institute about the proper etiquette for when you do get an unspeakably awful gift.
And I want to know if Rachel Martin is going to partake, because this has been a Rachel Martin production, partially. She has been motivated, fueled. I've seen her passionate about this subject.
Yeah, and Lord knows she knows her way to the microphone, so I think we'd ought to be able to play an excerpt from Rachel Martin, if nobody else. But please, do send those in. You'll see posts different places. Just drop your contact info. We're happy to call you, and we can run the audio interview from here. Just be great to have you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Laura Conaway, our blog editor.